Hey everybody, Jason Burmis here, and Peter Nygaard has waived his bail hearing after it being postponed last week due to the Rogers internet outage in Canada, making it impossible for him to teleconference into his hearing. He's being held in Toronto, and essentially two more charges in relation to his child trafficking, sex trafficking, involuntary detention, and other egregious charges. Here's the thing, guys. I have mentioned briefly in the past couple shows that I recently submitted an article to a media organization. I probably won't be hearing back from them for a week plus. So this story that I wrote is more than likely not actually going to get published, but gave them a good idea of the style in which I write. So I actually wrote this story over last week when Nygaard had this happen. So really this is going to be an update piece, but what I want to do here is I want you guys to tell me what you think about this story. Now, it's not an in-depth Whitney Webb piece. There are certain things, obviously, I've expanded on 1,000 times over. Okay, in these broadcasts, over 2,000 plus, actually closer to 3,000 plus videos on YouTube alone. And then you go to my uncensored stuff, forget about it. But Nygaard is extremely important. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to read this article top to bottom. I'm then going to present just a little bit of the evidence because we have some hyperlinks in there, etc. I'm going to try not to interrupt myself like I do other articles so you guys can judge my writing style. And then we're going to do a AMA question and answer. And so get your questions and comments in. Remember, guys, I couldn't do this without you. The links are down below, including the Buy Me a Coffee link to support me. So without further ado, I want people to remember he's now waived his right to a bail hearing today via the phone. But last week, it was the hearing postponed. So that update won't be a part of this article. So here we go. I'm just going to read her top to bottom. And then obviously anything with the blue and the line, that has a hyperlink where you can find the information. If you're wondering who the gentleman next to me, or I'm sorry, behind me next to Mr. Nygaard is, other than Bill Gates, that's Prince Andrew. I just want to put that out there. The Prince Andrew connection is also here. So let's just read it. And guys, again, if it sucks, I want you to tell me, Jason, I think it sucks. You need to do better work. If you think it's great, be like, hey man, good job. Can't wait to see more. Let's do it. At one point not so long ago, Peter Nygaard was rubbing elbows with elite players in finance and entertainment. Last week, however, he was set to appear virtually from a Toronto prison for a bail hearing on one of his numerous sexual abuse charges. Nygaard had been indicted on sex trafficking and trafficking of minors, among other horrific crimes, in December of 2020. Recently, two more charges of sexual abuse were added to his crimes he has already been accused of. The hearing was postponed when the Rogers internet outage occurred in Canada, and Nygaard could not attend. The hearing is now taking place this week, and with no specific date set, happened today. It seems unlikely that Nygaard will be granted bail due to the severity of his crimes in which he is accused, and the facts the court have ruled Nygaard extradited to the United States after his trials in Canada. Known to many around the world as a Canadian Hugh Hefner, Nygaard, a fashion mogul focusing on women's apparel, was portrayed as a true playboy. In reality, it seems he had a lot more in common with Jeffrey Epstein, as he has been accused of the serial abuse of girls as young as 14, had his own Caribbean compound, and was associated with people such as Bill Gates and Prince Andrew. It is also important to note that many have reported Epstein had full access to Les Wexner's L Brands and Victoria's Secret Empire. Right now on Hulu, that documentary series is really blowing that up. Aside from the similarities above, both Nygaard and Epstein also had a vested interest in transhumanism. Epstein's notorious Zorro Ranch facility, never raided or investigated, has been reported to have a baby-making factory where Epstein planned to have up to 20 women pregnant at a time as he hoped to seed the human race with his DNA. Epstein also planned to have his head and genitals cryogenically frozen and resurrected in the future. Nygaard seems to have taken it a step further. And then we have the forever young Peter Nygaard stem cell clip, an interview I would encourage people to watch. We're not going to play that one. We've got another clip for you because there's just so much here. Nygaard has openly stated that he plans to try and live forever or die trying. This led Nygaard to seek the latest stem cell treatments and other anti-aging healing methods for that quest. In order to get what he believed to be the most effective stem cells, Nygaard would allegedly impregnate women and underage girls, force them to have abortions, and harvest the stem cells from the fetal tissue. And this is an interview with Chris Hansen over at Vlad TV that describes that in detail, but we're going to play another clip. Now, I put this here because this is a picture that was entered into evidence in the Ghislaine Maxwell trial featuring Maxwell Epstein and another gentleman named Jean-Luc Brunel. And we'll get out of the way so we can read just the final paragraph of this article. Thumbs the video up, subscribe, and share, by the way. Oh, sorry, guys. Many watching the cases involving Nygaard are concerned he may not see trial, not only due to the circumstances surrounding Epstein's death, but also that of another Epstein associate involved in the fashion industry, Jean-Luc Brunel. Brunel was found hung in a cell in an apparent suicide in February of this year before he could face sexual abuse charges involving underage girls. Let's hope Nygaard sees trial. So, folks, if you're on the YouTube, tell me what you think. We're going to check you out. Again, I want to thank everybody that's been supporting me. Rumble, Podbean, Rockfin. The Buy Me a Coffee is huge right now, guys. Right now, though, let's watch this, because this is Peter Nygaard and one of his geneticist buddies saying some pretty wild stuff. And, of course, we can't get it to go. We're going to get it, though. I promise.
Stem cell technology that Peter and I are investing in is called SCNT, which takes the egg of a young, perfect woman specimen, takes the egg and takes out the nucleus and puts our DNA in the nucleus. They just go in and take it out.
It's painful, right?
Huh?
Is it painful?
Yeah, a little bit. And this is part of this genetic greatness that we don't see in any other race on the planet. These curvy, sexy black women from Africa. You girls have a kind of a monopoly on this genetic perfection, and we want some of that. So, girls, for $100, we will pay you for your egg.
$100?
So, how much do you want for it? Let's bid. I bid $500 for the Olympic period. $50,000 with eggs.
Yeah.
If you have an abortion, that's very valuable. Umbilical cord, you know, and placenta, you know, even your period blood is so rich with stem cells. Mm-hmm. We regard it as waste, and it actually should be. It should be captured as recycled, mm-hmm. And it shouldn't go to waste. It's life for somebody, you know. And it's life for mankind.
Where the best eggs are 60 to 18 yeah. years old. Those are the best eggs.
As you
get older, your eggs get weaker and weaker.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Yeah.
So, you may not be our top candidate.
No, that's fine. I'm going to go with my business anyway.
Cloning yourself with the idea of making yourself immortal, I think, is science fiction. And I think it's unethical.
They've already tested this practice in mice, and mouse was fat, and mouse got six pack, and it was jumping all the women, you know, young, right? You know, at first it's just everybody safe, and after that...
Oh, son of a bitch.
You see this?
All right. So there you go. There you go. Think about that. Think about what he just said. Okay? This guy is really into transhumanism. He's accused of horrific things. I don't want to get kicked off the broadcast. But you just saw it. Tell me what you think about the article. Let's get into it. Let's bring that down. What do we got? We'll be there in 1 second, guys. And, oh, no, we're not. Come on. Come on now. What, are we not seeing it? Ah, there it is. Boom. Oh, wait, that's the wrong spot, too. Not great. Thumbs it up, subscribe, and share, even though we're seeing some jackassery here. There we go. We did it. We did it. Let's see. Whatever he is taking, it sure ain't making him prettier. Well, you know, I don't know that Nygaard was ever a pretty man. And I heard he doesn't look so great now that he's been in prison. Too little too late for punishment, but at least it's being exposed. Nygaard and Gates as seen as lifestyles of the rich and creepy. Thumbs up, subshare, and Rockfin, Rumble, and Podbean. That's from me. Thank you for all the thumbs up. Jasmine's happy smile was that, I believe. Hello. Hi, everyone. Hit that like. Oh, there's a big jump. Hit that like button. Gotta love that. Let's see. I just realized that photo of, yeah, with Gates, birds of a feather. Keep up the great work. Nygaard is the worst kind of POS. He looks like a shapeshifter. Let's see. Of course it is. Jason, are you familiar with Kirby Sommers? She writes all about Epstein, Wexner networks. I've never read one of her books. I've seen some of her stuff, but it's a pseudonym, and there's a lot of controversy surrounding her. Again, I haven't really looked into her or her research specifically. Interesting how all these sex trafficking cases are coming to a conclusion each week over the past month or so. This one's just heating up. Instead of a private island, Nygaard had a private peninsula, Nygaard K. Yes, that is the Caribbean compound. Head and genitals, total dickhead. Yucky yucca. The stem cells doesn't seem to look like it worked. Hit the like button. The writing is fine, JB. Well, thank you, Timothy. I appreciate that. Why would you say such nonsense? Is that real? Let me go to the Daily Mail. Let's see if that's actually real. Oh, wow. That is real. Vixtex, wow. Ivana Trump has died. Wow, that's... Yeah, we'll go there. Yes. Donald Trump's first wife died of a heart attack at the bottom of her stairs. 72 years old. You never know. You never know. Or 73 years old. You just never know when that day could actually happen. Wow. Well, that's I'm sure that's going to be everywhere. Let's see what we got. All right, let's go back. I mean, you know what? I got to say this. Donald Trump obviously had a relationship with Epstein. Maria Farmer came on this show and claimed that Ivana and Ghislaine Maxwell would go out and recruit some of these girls. I don't know whether that's true or not. But I do know that I have it on record of her saying that, and it's not out of the realm of possibility. Just something to keep in mind. Keep representing the 607, Jason. I'm a Binghamton here just like you. Thought I could no longer live in that prison and surveillance state known as Nazi York. Nazi York. Exactly. Keep up the good work, brother. I enjoy the way you write. There are no egregious errors. Your punctuation and verb tense consistency could be improved, but that is far more from important if everything you write is understandable. Thank you. I appreciate that. Some real constructive criticism, which it is. Carl Steinbeck. Awkward. Not weird at all. What do we got here? Let's see. Lizard people. These bitches are like, what the hell did we get ourselves into? Yes, the women sitting there. This is wild. Yet another abomination of science. Yes, pretty sick. Nice little article there. I think you summed it all pretty nicely, and people's thoughts on whether he will even go to trial. Thank you, General Junkie. These guys are disgusting. Those girls didn't look very enthusiastic. No, they did not. No, they did. Yeah, and $100 is a total slap in the face. Don't throw away your adrenochrome. Give it to me. Give me the placenta. Nygaard is dragon. He does look like a dragon type thing. Good catch. Hi, guys. Crazy times. He's human trafficking. Whoa. Let's see. Avada was a man. I do not believe that. Heart attack, man. Yep. Let's see. No problems with the writing. Avada was close to Ghislaine. There you go, Richie Murphy. Look at that. That is correct. Let's see what we got. One of those girls looks uncomfortable. The only one that might have some light in her soul. So a few more comments and questions, but we are going to wrap up the show. If you are watching this anywhere on any platform, thumbs it up, rumble it, do what you got to do, share it with others, right? And remember that you can get all my documentary films for free. Loose Change Final Cut, Invisible Empire, A New World Order Defined, Shade the Motion Picture, and of course, Fabled Enemies. I'm not a right or left guy. We are constantly censored. You want to see my uncensored stuff or why I disappear for weeks at a time? Come on over to the Rockfin, $9.99 a month or $99.99 for the year. Help support me. You endorse me. You get the package deal. You get Jimmy Dore. You get Max Blumenthal. You get Michael Tracy. You get the Convo Couch. Steve from Slow Newsday. And so many more. Action for Assange over there. Okay? You can Podbean. Okay? You get the audio. And don't forget to rumble it up. Rumble, rumble, rumble. You can embed my videos on your websites, on other blogs, share them. We're gaining traction. Still are under 5,000. Can we get to 5,000 subs over on Rumble? And the big way you can do it and support this broadcast is $5, $10, $15. It means the world to me. The Buy Me a Coffee link is down below. I love you guys. It is not about left or right. It is always about right and wrong. And I will see you on the flip side.